Brian Molefe of Eskom was in the hot seat at the Zondo Commission when his evidence was interrupted and Deputy Chief Justice Zondo had to isolate for a while because he'd been in close contact with somebody who had tested positive for COVID. And so the next week, where we'd expected some drama, because it was supposed to be the week in which Jacob Zuma was summoned to appear before the Zondo Commission, and we still don't know whether police are investigating, whether he's going to be charged with contempt of court. The commission has lodged a criminal complaint about that at a police office. We're still waiting for the constitutional court decision around issues related to Zuma and the Zondo Commission. But wow, this week, when the commission resumed looking at the state security agency with Sidney Mufumadi, who led a high-level panel looking into problems at the state security agency up first, and then the acting director general of the agency yesterday, and then Miss K testifying today, somebody who worked for the state security agency, part of an effort to clean it up, testifying from a hidden location, remote hidden location, no identification, no photographs, nothing. And wow, Quinita Hunter, political reporter at News 24. I mean, we kind of knew this, I suppose, Quinita, but maybe not in as much detail. And it's really scary, to which it appears the SSA became the personal plaything of those people who, for whatever reason, wanted to bow down and lick the ground under Jacob Zuma's feet.
Absolutely. I mean, the Sidney Mufumadi report reads like a movie script. I don't think, suspense and drama writers could come up with such a script, in the sense that it is just astounding the level of looting, how an entire apparatus of the state and how spies were used in so many different spheres for the benefit of Jacob Zuma and his allies. And the Mufumadi report was released 2 years ago, obviously with names redacted, but we kind of got a sense on how this entire state security agency was almost repurposed to become this sort of a little, not little, but we had become this entity that served Zuma's interests, from whether it was money, millions and millions and hundreds of millions of rands at his disposal whenever he wanted, to the media, an entity known, Africa, the ANA, for example, being used for positive stories, and just how the SSA became a cash cow. But now, obviously, when Sidney Mufumadi went and gave evidence before the Zondo Commission, the stuff that was redacted when the report was released 2 years ago sort of made its way now into the public domain. And we know now that people like former Intelligence Minister David Matlobo, etc., had access to millions and millions of rand that he had accessed from the SSA in the name of former President Jacob Zuma. And I mean, the evidence is just so much. The problem, though, is that it just lays bare not only the rot in the industry, but in the state security, in the agency, but also the fights, the spy versus spy fights, and that's what we've been seeing. And that shows, should make us quite worried, John.
And I think the very important point that you make in an article on News 24, Quinita, is that the people who are being named with this, and they're very serious allegations, and of course Arthur Fraser is having his attorney present in court and denying everything and threatening to blow the whistle on real estate capture when eventually he testifies. But these are all people whose names are known to Cyril Ramaphosa. The full detail, the entirely unredacted detail of what the high-level panel found, Cyril Ramaphosa has access to. And people like David Matlobo, Bongani Bongo until very recently, and Arthur Fraser are still in very senior positions in government and in parliament. And in the cabinet of Cyril Ramaphosa, and you make, I think, the absolutely critical point that, come on, Cyril.
Yeah, and that's the thing of why we shouldn't be completely, excited about this revelations by Mufumadi to the Zondo Commission, in that it has been sitting with the president and a lot of it has been in the public domain for 2 full years. And it's almost a sense of Ramaphosa kicking the can down the road, so that, now it's the the baby of the Zondo Commission to then, you know, pick up the pieces and call for some accountability. The reality of it is that, you know, what we've heard from the commission today, that there is this Project VESA that's underway to try to sort of put together some sort of accountability after millions and millions, or should I say even billions, were stolen from the commission. But the reality of it is that what's happening now is that it's you know, spy versus spy, one spy sort of threatening to expose the wrong of the others. Arthur Fraser coming and saying, you know, he's going to give evidence that wants these types of documents, you know, declassified. Louisa Jasta making accusations, and the reality of it is that there isn't really an effort at real accountability, because you wouldn't have the people implicated in these senior positions, number one. And I mean, that's the first form of accountability, is just remove them from their positions. Then there's the thing of being tried. You can get the type of charges you can bring about, considering the mountain of evidence against, just to name a few, Tulani Dlomo, Arthur Fraser, etc. And I mean, speaking of someone like Tulani Dlomo, who was recruited by Jacob Zuma to set up this, you know, the special operations unit, which ultimately people argue was the real rogue unit, which is literally set up to protect the president at the time, is roaming free and you know, quite enjoying life at some, and that is the seriousness.
But wouldn't you, with 4.5 million rand a month in cash for a year?
Absolutely, but I mean, it's quite astounding that you know, it's sort of now left to the Zondo Commission, and I think it's a little bit also, I don't know if the word's unfair, but to leave it to the Zondo Commission to get some accountability, because what the Zondo Commission can do is just repurpose information or an investigation that has already been done. So yeah, there's already evidence, there's already an investigation. And then you see these sort of sideshows that are happening about, you know, whether they should be allowed to testify in camera or not. And the reality of it is that the problems in the State Security Agency have been well documented.
And let's face it, Quinita, they don't threaten the security of the state. Exposure of this doesn't threaten the security of the state. Exposure of this embarrasses the ANC, and there's a huge difference between the two. Quinita Hunter, thanks very much for talking to us this afternoon. Political reporter at News 24.